Live on the Exeter Sports Network, it's Exeter Lady Eagles Softball. Brought to you by the new Birdies Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road in Exeter, MikeDragoSports.com, the best high school sports coverage in Berks, and Lancaster Full Service Painting, found on the web at LancasterFullServicePainting.com. Now to the broadcast booth. Here are your announcers, Darren Ziner and Jerry Gelliff.
Lady Eagles Softball.
There we go. You're on now.
That's all right. It's, you know, sometimes we have to work ourselves into this. But good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Lady Eagle Softball, I think, for the third time. But that's all right. We actually are underway with the first pitch from Cheyenne Boyles. In there for a called strike. Pitching to the third baseman, Henderson. Today, a crossover game. Exeter Berks 1, Daniel Boone Blazers in Berks 2. Here's the second pitch. It's a swing and a miss. And actually, I missed a strike. So there's actually a strikeout already recorded by Cheyenne Boyles. One down here in the top of the first. It'll bring up, let's see here, the third baseman, Gonzalez. We'll give you some details. Here's a ground ball up the middle, scooped up second baseman over to first. Nice throw for the out, 4-3 on the putout. Very quickly, two outs here in the top of the first. The play made by senior Caitlin Stanley at two. First pitch to the right fielder, Bouie, in there for a called strike. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Boyles looking to make quick work of the Blazers here in the top of the first. She toes the rubber, looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch. It's outside, ball one. -64 degrees and breezy here at game time. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to left field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Bouie'll stop at first. Nice piece of hitting there.
Indeed, nice fluid swing. And great pursuit by the Exeter defense. They knocked that down quickly and held it to a single.
Fell in front of the left fielder, Lexi Turner. She gets it in, holding Bouie to a single. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Toss it over to Stanley covering two. It's going to be 6-4 on the putout and the third out of the inning for the Blazers. We've played a half of an inning. The Blazers are scoreless. Exeter's coming up. It's the Exeter Sports Network.
It's spring, and that means baseball at the new Birdies Inn. 32 TVs to watch the Phillies and other MLB action. The newly expanded indoor dining room gives you more options to enjoy the terrific menu at Birdies, entertainment every night of the week, and of course, the awesome Birdies deck. Food, drinks, and friends, this is where memories are made. The new Birdies Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road at Five Points in Exeter. Have fun, be kind.
Back to the game on the Exeter Sports Network.
We are back at Exeter. Warming up for Daniel Boone is Viteka. She'll go up against a lineup that will feature the center fielder and leadoff hitter, senior Taylor Hill, the shortstop, Alina Danini, the pitcher Cheyenne Boyles, second baseman Caitlin Stanley. Those will be the first four to lead it off for Exeter here in the bottom of the first. Taylor Hill steps into the box, the lefty hitter. She turns to bunt. Ball well outside, gets past the catcher. It's ball one. You'll be able to hear the breeze in our headphones.
Right.
Here's the pitch. It's a bunt. It'll go foul.
That's a shame. She'd have made that.
It'll even the count at 1-1. Let's talk about Exeter a little bit, Jerry. They're coached by Mallory Sassaman. She's in her first year with the program. Exeter was 8-4 a season ago in Berks 1, 13-9 overall. We'll give you a little bit more after this pitch. It's up high, a ball. The Lady Eagles return a strong core from last season. All-division seniors Caitlin Stanley and, of course, Taylor Hill at bat right now. Here's the next pitch. It's bunted down the third base line. She's got plenty of time to get to the bag. Decides to head to two as nobody's covering. And she'll get in there safely.
My goodness, what a heads-up play to see that nobody was covering and just automatically take second. Wow, she's in the game.
I guess technically she'll get credited with a double there. It's not as if there was an error. There was simply nobody covering the bag.
Right.
So next batter up, it's going to be the shortstop, Alina Danini. First pitch to her is a strike. Next pitch, swing and a miss. She's quickly in the hole, nothing and two. Stanley holds the bag at two. Here's the pitch. It's over her head. It gets past the catcher. So Stanley will move up to third. We'll call that a pass ball. It was a little bit high, but it looked like it could have been corralled. 1-2 the count to Danini. Here's the pitch. This one's up high. It'll even the count at two. Talking about Exeter seniors, Sasha Belinsky, Alexis Turner also return. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Take the count full. Junior Cheyenne Boyles on the mound to Mackenzie O'Brien, also returners. Here's the pitch. It's a fly ball to left field. The catch is made. Stanley will tag and score. So give Danini the RBI.
On the sacrifice.
It'll bring up Cheyenne Boyles.
And, of course, what we saw out of her last year.
Nothing short of amazing.
Absolutely.
First pitch a ball. The catch made by the left fielder Hampton for Daniel Boone. Here's a rocket to right center. Center fielder a few steps to her left makes the catch. That's going to be Bence. So Cheyenne Boyles flies out deep to right center for the second out in the inning. It'll bring up the four batter. Second baseman Caitlin Stanley, she puts a charge into it to center field. A few steps in, the catch is made, and the Eagles are disposed of here in the bottom of the first. We've played one full. It's scoreless. We'll be right back. It's the Exeter Sports Network.
Spring is the time to spruce your house up, and Lancaster Full Service Painting has you covered, interior or exterior. John and his crew will have your home looking like new, freeing you up to do the gardening or just sit and relax in the nice weather. No more painting, no more scraping. Just call John at 717-419-8492. Again, that's 717-419-8492 for Lancaster Full Service Painting.
This is the Exeter Sports Network on Jerry Gelliff Media.
The 5-6-7 hitters for Daniel Boone here in the top of the second. The pitcher Viteka, the left fielder Hampton, the second baseman Detweiler. Cheyenne Boyles, the lefty, returns to the mound for her second inning of work already. First pitch to Viteka in there for a called strike. Jerry, hard to believe our first game, of course, weather playing havoc. The middle of April, our first Lady Eagles softball game.
I believe that we had two scheduled by this point already.
That's right. The weather, not our friend. In fact, you talk about the weather being an issue. It certainly has been for Daniel Boone. Let's see. They put the runner on. I'm going to guess it
was a walk, I believe.
I don't think so. I think it could have been a hit by pitch because it was only the second pitch to her.
All right, well, there you go.
Here's the pitch. This is going to be to Hampton, the left fielder. I believe first pitch a ball. Here's a bunt attempt. It's going to go foul at the plate. Even the count at one. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a ground ball to the shortstop. Scoop up, toss it over to Caitlin Stanley for the force.
That's all right. You'll take one. Get the lead runner.
Danini, a nice play there. So it'll go 6-4 on the putout. Next batter up is Detweiler. Here's the pitch. Attempts a bunt, nothing there. Hamilton running with the pitch. She'll be able to get down to second with a credited stolen base.
Nobody covering second there. Everybody was shifting, I think, for a bunt, right?
Probably there you're covering first and third.
Yeah.
So here's the pitch. It's down low.
It's a very good strategy by Boone there.
And that is a typical play for Exeter. You're going to bring the corners. The middle infielders will take the corner bases. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's an attempted
and out.
Stolen base at third.
Got her.
And looking for
umpires.
Some help.
Conference.
Looked like the ball was there in plenty of time. I think this is going to be a discussion as to whether or not she was blocking the plate, or the base, I should say.
The field official said out.
They're going to say safe. One of the rules that I absolutely cannot stand is the one where you can't block the bag. You have to actually give them access to it. The ball there in plenty of time. She puts the tag down. She's out. But because of that stupid rule, they're going to call her safe. So in there for a stolen base. She's on three. One out in the inning. There's a strike.
Excuse me.
2-1 the count. Boyles on the mound. Here's the pitch. This one up high. I believe evens the count at two. From our perch along the left field line, just inside of the left field foul pole. There's a strike, so it must be 2-2 now. Pitch in there. I know why.
Why?
Because this is Benz, and I still had it as Detweiler. That's why.
Oh, come on, Darren.
So there's going to be two outs in the inning.
Come on, Darren.
Yeah, it can happen.
Yeah.
2-1 the count. Outs actually called a strike. The umpire a little delayed on his balls and strikes. That's in there, and he'll take a look at it for a second and decide. So 2-2 to Benz.
Something to be said for thoroughness, I guess.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, that's three.
In there for a called third strike for the third out of the inning. Cheyenne Boyle sets him down without scoring. We've played 1.5. The Eagles coming up to bat. It's the Exeter Sports Network.
The New Birdies Inn is your spot for entertainment with something new every night of the week. Monday will be dancing on the deck at 5. Tuesday is music with John Valerio and Birdie's Bike Night starting at 6 p.m. Wednesday is trivia at 7. Thursday is karaoke night starting at 6:30. Friday is music by Soundwave at 7. Saturday, Johnny Gallagher's birthday gig at 7 o'clock. And Sunday is music with Riley McCracken at 5 p.m. Check the entertainment schedule and make reservations at the New Birdies Inn website at birdiesinexeter.com.
This is the Exeter Sports Network.
Viteka on the mound for her second inning of work. For Exeter, it'll be the 5-6-7 hitters. That'll be the third baseman, Megan Moyer, the right fielder, Marion Eagle. And I'm going to see if I can we'll figure out as far as the 7 hitter. Here you go.
Harville Ewing.
Ewing. Okay. That's what we're going with. Trying to read it. I'm taking your word for it.
That it is so hard to find any information on softball and what a travesty that is.
So Megan Moyer steps in, the third baseman. It is Ewing, okay. First pitch to Megan is a ball. Here's the pitch. This one rolls up there. It's ball two. Here's a fly ball to the right fielder. A few steps back, she's able to make the grab.
Very nice catch. It looked like it caught her by surprise there.
Yeah, Bui, not exactly sure as far as if she had it or not, but indeed she had it lined up properly, makes the grab. So Eagle steps in. She's the right fielder. First pitch to her is a strike.
The appropriately named Eagle.
Exactly. Pitches outside, evens the count at one.
Outside to the backstop.
That's called outside.
A little high, too.
Just a little outside.
Darren's trying to do 72 things all at once and call the game.
Hey, we're working on it. Here's a shot to center. This one's going to fall in for a base hit. Eagle will be a one-out base run. Good swing there.
Absolutely. To go right over the second baseman's head. And center fielder made a very nice play in dropping and grabbing it and getting the ball in quickly.
Harville Ewing, the catcher, will step in. Here's the pitch. She tries to bunt. It goes foul at the plate. So strike one. Eagle will return to one. Alexis Spies on deck. She's playing first today. Here's a pitch, gets away from the catcher. It'll allow two to be taken. There's a race to third.
No, she's out.
And she's out. So the ball gets away from the catcher. Eagle takes two, recognizes nobody's covering three, tries to get there. But the third baseman, able to corral the ball, beats her to the bag and tags her out.
She took a little stutter step there at second, and it was all the difference in making that third base.
Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. She's got it. Long throw over to first in time for the out. And that's going to do it for Exeter here in the bottom of the second. We've played two full. We're scoreless. It's the Exeter Sports Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Now let's get back to the game on the Exeter Sports Network.
Jerry, in the course of me doing 70 different things, I didn't realize I actually had the score wrong since the bottom of the first. I've been saying it's scoreless. Taylor Hill gets on base, very quietly comes around, able to score the first run. It's actually 1-0 Exeter.
It kind of shows you how much I'm even listening to you. I should have caught that.
That doesn't surprise me.
See, you're doing 72 things. I'm only doing 64.
Well, there you go. And one of which isn't listening to me.
It's 65 is my limit, dude. That's it.
Oh, that's great.
Other things I have to filter out.
All right. Some of the things that make this game interesting thus far is Daniel Boone has not won a league game since 2022.
Oof.
They were 0-11 in Berks 2 last year, 1-17. So the fact that it's 1-0 Exeter going into the top of the third, they've made some nice plays obviously on defense, and they're still in it.
You can see that Boone is fundamentally sound. They're getting some good pitching today, that's for sure.
Taking a look to see who is at bat here for, it's going to be the catcher, Mazurek Smith. First pitch to her is a ball. Here's Boyle's next pitch. In there for a called strike. It'll even the count at one. The 9-1-2 hitters for the Blazers. Here's a bunt to the right side. Nice job fielding it. Take a look who that is. That's Megan Moyer. She does a nice job fielding it, tags her out. So there's the first out of the inning.
Moyer saw it the whole way, and she was in front of the batter, grabbed the ball, and just tagged her.
The first baseman, Henderson, steps in. She struck out her first time up. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the left side quickly in the hole, 0-2. Exeter comes into today's game atop Berks 1. A 2-0 record, 6-2 overall, a thrilling 9-8 victory over Wilson at West Lawn last Thursday. Give you details on that. Here's the pitch, a swinging strike. And down goes Henderson for the second time today. Two outs here in the top of the third. Game moving right along.
It really is. They're really not taking much time in between innings.
Third baseman Gonzalez grounded out to the second baseman first time up. Here's a foul ball just beyond the third baseman's reach. So strike one.
Are they, like, pushing up against the clock or something? Because they really are. There's no nonsense between innings.
Only thing I know of, the potential for rain returns somewhere, I'll say, about 7 o'clock. So I don't know if they were told just to move this one along or not. But
yeah,
it certainly is happening. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2 to the third baseman Gonzalez.
And I'm thinking that maybe the 5 o'clock start could have something to do with it as well.
Here's a pop-up. Third baseman comes in, makes a nice play to end the inning. Nice play there. We'll give you those details. We've played 2.5. Let's give them the right score, shall we? It's the Eagles 1, the Blazers nothing. We'll be back. It's the Exeter Sports Network.
It's spring, and that means baseball at the new Birdie's Inn. 32 TVs to watch the Phillies and other MLB action. The newly expanded indoor dining room gives you more options to enjoy the terrific menu at Birdie's, entertainment every night of the week, and of course, the awesome Birdie's deck. Food, drinks, and friends, this is where memories are made. The new Birdie's Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road at Five Points in Exeter. Have fun, be kind.
It's the Exeter Sports Network.
All right, so in the course of doing maybe only 42 different things, we'll
get it down to 42
we'll
now.
We'll still clear a few things up. So first off, the bunt to the right side that was fielded by the first baseman, that is going to be Alexis Spies. She's playing first today. It was Megan Moyer who made the nice catch on
at third
to end the third inning.
It's all right, Darren. So we're going to get there.
We'll try to get it right, yeah. Like you said, unfortunately, and I will say unfortunately, finding information for girls softball here in Berks, some limited information, but certainly not to the degree that we'd like to be able to find.
Nigh on impossible. I was all over the place the last couple of days. Because when you find out that, I should have had it at the beginning of the year, but when things start getting delayed, it's like, okay, I got another day on that.
So Alexis Spies will start off the bottom of the third inning. First pitch is a ball. She'll be followed by the left fielder, Lexi Turner. Here's the pitch, fouled off at the plate. It'll even the count at 1. So let's talk about that 9-8 victory over Wilson. Exeter pounds out 10 hits in the win. Cheyenne Boyles, 2-for-4, 2 RBIs. Caitlin Stanley, 2-for-4 with a solo homer. Mackenzie O'Brien gets the win.
Inside for a ball.
Inside for a ball, as I continue reading. Two and one to the first baseman Spies. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike.
You've got some great stuff in there. Keep reading that.
Don't worry, we will. Here's the pitch. Up high, apparently that was a full count, and now it was ball 4.
The great thing about the softball field, you can actually see the balls and strikes on the scoreboard.
That is true, if you actually look there.
That was my poke in the ribs to you, Dan.
That's true. The lefty hitting Turner steps in. She turns to bunt, pulls it back. It's in there for a called strike. Nothing in one. I figure you start settling down at about the third inning when you're scrambling trying to put it all together. Apparently,
yeah.
I'm not there yet. Here's the pitch. This one up high, even the count at one. Turner steps out for a little, back in the box. Here's the pitch. This one up high. 2-1 in the count, as I actually do look at the scoreboard this time to make
well
sure I've
done,
got the Dan. Right stuff.
So you can be taught.
Sometimes it does feel like it's the first time you've ever put the headset on. Toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. This one up high. I think that's why, with the last batter, I actually thought one of the balls was a strike. He actually moves his hand as to say it's high. And I thought he was calling a strike.
Gotcha.
So watch that one. This one fouled off at the plate. I just recognized it on the last pitch. It's a full count to Turner.
So now we got to interpret umps, too.
Isn't that the truth? Here in Berks County, plenty of things to interpret. Umpire signals are apparently now one of them. Here's the pitch. In there for a called third strike.
Nice pitch.
So Turner caught looking for the first out of the inning. We'll go back to the top of the lineup. Taylor Hill, a double and a run scored.
Responsible for the run.
The run. Here's the pitch. She goes to bunt. It goes foul. Nothing in one to the center fielder, Hill.
Come on, man. With what we've seen with Taylor, just turn her loose.
We had the pleasure of interviewing Taylor during our wrap-up.
Yes.
Actually, last year.
Yes, we did.
It was after a performance. I think she had 3 stolen bases, 4. Here's a ground ball to the right side. It gets through. Taylor on one, hustling over to third is Spies. She'll get there safely. So Taylor Hill, 2-for-2 on the day.
Now, Darren, this is a well-disciplined Exeter team. You saw Spies hit second and look to her coach to see if she should go. And when she got the signal, she took off.
The shortstop, Danini, steps in. The first pitch is a ball. That allows Taylor Hill to take second. No throw there. So a stolen base for her.
Single to right field makes this thing happen.
Here's the pitch. It's up high. 2-0. The pitch. It's a pop over the second baseman's head. It'll fall into short right. One run in. Stanley tries to score, able to slide around the tag beautifully.
Dude, she had her by 2 steps. How'd she miss that?
Danini gets the single, takes second on the throw. So Danini will come up with 2 RBIs on that one, thanks to Taylor Hill.
Great slide by Taylor Hill.
It was, that's exactly what it was. She slid to the outside of the bag, the ball just a little to the middle of the plate, and she's able to slide right by. Cheyenne Boyle steps in. She takes a ball, flied out to the center fielder her first time up.
We got Danini sitting on second.
Here's the pitch. It's down low.
Danini's standing on second and making all kind of noise that she's going to move.
Here's the pitch. This one's up high. So, Jerry, the percentages again speak volumes. Spies, the first batter of the inning to get on base.
Yep.
She comes around and scores.
There it is.
Here's the pitch. That's up high. It's ball four. And Boyles is on. So runners first and second, one out in the inning, two runs across. It's 3-0 Exeter.
Courtesy runner Darren
is going to be number seven, I believe, Mackenzie O'Brien.
There you go.
Stanley steps in. She flew out to the center fielder her first time up. Kept her busy in that first. Here's the pitch. This one's up high.
I like the way the pitcher just has her mindset on the plate. She's not looking around at the batters.
Here's a pop fly into center field. Center fielder comes in, makes the grab. So two outs here in the bottom of the third. Taking a look, the ball being thrown around a little bit, allowing the base runners to move up. I look down to take care of the scoring for Stanley.
I look down as well. I missed it as well.
And there we have my computer. Yeah, Danini and Boyles move up a base on the throw.
Yeah.
So second and third, two outs. First pitch to the third baseman, Moyer, in there for a called strike. Here's the pitch. This up high, 2-0. Excuse me, 1-1. You look at the number 2 on your scorecard, and that's what you say. Incorrectly, may I add.
That's right, Tamron. We've only been doing this for 4 years.
Unbelievable. Here's a swing and a miss. Take the count to 1-2.
Only been doing it for 4 years. There's no reason that we have to have it right.
Moyer steps in. Here's the pitch. Swing, a shot. It'll go into center, left center field. Two runs will come in. Megan Moyer will have a two-run single. And just like that, it's 5-0 Exeter.
Great play by the Exeter Eagles here. Just, like a workman's attitude, going about it and getting it done.
Next batter up. Marion Eagle hits a soft liner
Darren.
Back to the pitcher.
And nobody knew that was two outs.
And that's the third out of the inning. Well, they may not have known it, but I sure did. Exeter plates four here in the third, takes a 5-0 lead. We'll be right back with more action. It's the Exeter Sports Network. That's what people say. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say.
Spring is the time to spruce your house up, and Lancaster Full Service Painting has you covered, interior or exterior. John and his crew will have your home looking like new, freeing you up to do the gardening or just sit and relax in the nice weather. No more painting, no more scraping. Just call John at 717-419-8492. Again, that's 717-419-8492 for Lancaster Full Service Painting.
This is the Exeter Sports Network on Jerry Gelliff Media.
We are back at Rifton. We've played three full. It's Exeter 5, Daniel Boone nothing. Cheyenne Boyles returns to the mound for the fourth inning. She'll go up against Let me take a look here. First pitch is a ball. She'll go up against the 3-4-5 hitters. Pitch in there for a strike, evens the count at one. Fouled straight back. Boyle's ahead in the count, 1-2. Bowie steps in. Here's Boyle's pitch.
Ooh.
It's a ball up high. Evens the count at two.
That was close.
Bowie singled her first time up to left. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to Stanley at two. Over to Spies at one for the first out of the inning. 4-3 on the putout. It'll bring up the shortstop, German. Grounded out to the shortstop last time up. Danini making a nice play. Here's the first pitch. It's high and tight. Ball one.
Darren, I am seeing very little wasted motion in these Exeter Eagles.
Yeah, that's one of those where when you're confident about what you're doing, you just go to work. And indeed, Cheyenne Boyle's confident about what she does on the mound.
I mean, just like that ground out the second right there. She fielded and threw. That was it.
Also, not necessarily this being the case, but situational ball where you simply know where you're going with it at all times. Mm-hmm. Here's a swing, a foul tip. But a strike, 2-1 the count.
It speaks to a fundamentally sound ball club.
Boyle's toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball. Moyer has it at three. Nice job. Fires it over to Spies at one for the out. Moyer ranging left from right to left. A slow roller, so to speak. But she's able to scoop it up, get it over to one for the second out of the inning. So very quickly, two outs.
Darren, she dug that out of her glove while still moving and made the throw without... With again, no wasted motion.
And in a situation like that, that's her play. Her momentum is going right to left, essentially towards first base. So it makes sense for her to make that play. Strong throw got her. The pitcher, Viteka, steps in. She fouls off the first one, called strike two. She was hit by a pitcher first time up. This one in there for a called third strike. And down go the Blazers. We've played 3.5. It's 5-0 Exeter. We'll be right back. It's the Exeter Sports Network.
The new Birdie's Inn is your spot for entertainment with something new every night of the week. Monday will be dancing on the deck at 5. Tuesday is music with John Valerio and Birdie's Bike Night starting at 6 p.m. Wednesday is trivia at 7. Thursday is karaoke night starting at 6:30. Friday is music by Soundwave at 7. Saturday, Johnny Gallagher's birthday gig at 7 o'clock. And Sunday is music with Riley McCracken at 5 p.m. Check the entertainment schedule and make reservations at the new Birdie's Inn website at birdiesinexeter.com.
It's the Exeter Sports Network.
7-8-9 coming up for Exeter. It'll be Harville Ewing, the catcher, Spies the first baseman, and Turner, the left fielder. Harville Ewing grounded out to the shortstop her first time up.
Wind's kicking up there.
It is kicking up a little bit. Overcast day. A good part of the day here in the Berks County area. The Blazers finishing up their warm-ups. Viteka throws her last pitch. The infielders come in for one final discussion. Here's the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth. It's up high. Ball one.
Good eye by Harville Ewing there.
Here's ball two. Daniel Boone, we talked about a difficult season thus far with the postponements. They will play every single day this week, Monday through Friday.
Wow. Dude, that's got to wreak havoc with your pitching.
Absolutely. Pitching at a premium anyway. Yeah. Then you've got to figure out how to manage that. This is down low. It's a walk on four pitches. So Harville Ewing, a leadoff base runner. It'll bring up the first baseman, Spies. She walked and scored her first time up.
I see quite a few students here. This is heartening to see.
Courtesy runner is going to be number 13, Jillian Warner. So Spies steps in. First pitch to her, inside for a ball. Five straight balls to start the inning.
It's a bad start.
By Viteka. Here's the pitch. This one low, swing and a miss, but it allows Warner to get down to second, the ball slowly trickling away from the catcher.
Yeah, didn't get away from her. Just kind of dropped in front of her. Took her a second to gather herself and in that time.
We'll call that a passed ball. Allowing Warner to get down to two. Here's the pitch. This one up high. 2-1 to the first baseman.
Wow.
This one way up high. 3-1.
Kind of roofed that one.
So to tell you as far as how difficult the season has been for the Lady Blazers thus far, they lost to Conrad Weiser 14-0. Here's a walk. Ball gets by the catcher, so it allows Warner to take third. Spies with the walk. So against that game, Conrad Weiser, they were no hit by Weiser's Abigail France.
14-0 loss, eh?
Yep. Here's a steal. Spies heading down to two, indeed. So Exeter's second and third right now. 2-0 the count to the lefty hitting Turner.
Kind of bounced that one in there, didn't she?
Tried to. Turner struck out looking her first time up. Here's a pitch up high. And quickly ahead, 3-0 in the count.
She has thrown precisely one strike, and that was a swing to cover a steal.
It was a low pitch, that's right. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Can't catch up to that one. So 3-1. After Turner, we go to the top of the lineup. Hill, Danini, and Boyles. Looking for a big inning here. Here's a pitch up high. It goes over the catcher's head. It allows Warner to come home and score. Spies will take third. And Turner, with her head up, even though she's got the walk, she takes two. Nobody's covering the bag.
Coach, get out here and talk to your pitcher. Calm her down.
So we're at second and third once again. Here's the pitch. This one, a wild pitch. It's going to allow Spies to come home. Turner goes to three, so Daniel Boone self-imploding here.
There we go. We got the scoreboard straightened out.
1-0 the count. Now we go to 2-0 to the center fielder Hill.
Done out, Darren.
Hill 2-for-2, a double and a single. This one's outside, 3-0. Credit to the Exeter hitters, very disciplined. Not just chasing at anything. Here's the pitch. This one's up high. It's ball four. Bases are loaded.
No.
Oh.
Two is open.
Two is open. I suppose it is, because Turner would be on three.
Correct.
If I have that right.
Courtesy runner coming in? No. They're just having a little conference. And everybody's in.
Actually, as I take a look, seven is on third. So Mackenzie O'Brien is the courtesy runner for Turner. She stands on three. I'm going to bring in a new pitcher. See if we can get a number here.
All right. She's a righty, so she's not turning the right way.
So Viteka will go three innings. Of course, trying to pick up the...
What do we have, eight? I think we have eight.
German may come in to pitch if it is number eight. Here's a ground ball up the middle. It'll get through. One run is in. O'Brien will score. Danini with a single and an RBI. And Hill will take third.
Two of them standing on the corners applauding each other. Very cute.
So Danini on one. Hill on three, Danini with the RBI. Here's a pitch down low. The catcher can't find it. That's going to allow Danini to take two. So three runs across here in the fourth, 8-0 Exeter. Here's the pitch.
None out.
In there for a called strike. Cheyenne Boyles, the batter. 0-for-1 with a walk. And a run scored. This one a pass ball.
Wow.
That's going to allow Taylor Hill to score. Danini then will scamper to third. 2-1 the count to Boyles. Here's the pitch. This one high. Over the catcher's head. It's going to allow Danini to come in to score.
She scampered home, Darren.
She did. 3-1 the count to Boyles. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four.
Darren, it's 10-0.
Six batters in the inning. All six have scored. Or I should say five of the six. Cheyenne Boyles, the sixth to get on base. We'll take a look. She's got a courtesy runner.
Still none out, Darren.
This is the youth that we talked about with Daniel Boone. Again, the five games in 5 days. You're struggling with pitching anyway, and that evident here with a number of wild pitches. I'll count four of them. contributing to 4 Exeter runs.
Dude, it's brutal. 5 games in 5 days.
First pitch to Caitlin Stanley, high for a ball. She's flied out to the center fielder twice.
Hit to the shortstop. Lousy throw to second. Lousy throw to third.
Yeah, I'm letting you take that one. As I looked down just to capture the first strike, it was, like you said, a ground ball to the shortstop. And then Daniel Boone, unfortunately, starts throwing the ball around.
Yeah.
It's going to allow the courtesy runner for Boyles to come around and score. Mm-hmm. Stanley will get a single out of it, take second on the errant throw by the shortstop. So 6 runs across. It's 11-0 Exeter. Megan Moyer steps in, fouls off the first pitch. It's strike one. Here's another pass ball. It'll allow Stanley to take third.
Moyer standing there calmly, looking for a pitch to hammer.
1-1 the count. Here's a punch shot, and it's going to get by the second baseman into right field. It'll allow Caitlin Stanley to come home and score. So give Moyer the RBI. Seven across in the inning, 12-0 Exeter. Looks like there's going to be
a change of some type for Exeter?
I believe so. Let's take a look as far as who the player is. It's going to be number 20. And let me get the name right here.
Taylen Whitmoyer.
Taylen Whitmoyer, indeed it is.
In for Marion Eagle?
Marion Eagle. So waiting for Coach Sassaman to address the lineup changes. Whitmoyer will step in. Megan Moyer on one after the RBI single. No outs in the inning.
Darren, for as fun as this is to see for our girls, this is no fun.
It is challenging,
yeah.
Obviously. Daniel Boone, as I mentioned, no league wins going back to 2022. They come into today winless. And then, of course, some of the things that we're seeing. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. She scoops it up, gets it over to first for the out.
Yeah.
Nice play there.
And on the ensuing play, Moyer takes third.
Give credit to Henderson. She takes the ground ball, able to get it over to first for the first out.
Moyer recognized the slow standing up of the first baseman and just took third.
So Moyer on third, one out here in the fourth. Here's a ground ball on the left side. Throw it over to first. It pulls the first baseman off the bag, I think.
I think she's safe. She's safe.
So I'm taking a look here. Is that Spies? Did they put anybody? Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. What is it? I think it's Warner. I think Warner was there. So she gets a base hit. She beats it out. She'll get the RBI with Moyer scoring. I think Spies is now up. Catcher comes out to have a chat with the pitcher.
Yeah, that would... Harville Ewing? No. Who's 25 standing on first? Ryan Turner.
Is that 25?
25, Ryan Turner.
This is where all of the numbers change.
Yep.
So they bring in Turner then...
Ryan, not Lexi.
And she is number 25. Yeah, here's where your scorebook gets a little funky. So Spiessen, she's the eight hitter, fouls the first pitch back, nothing in one.
So, Darren, let's say the ugly thing. Do we have Coach Sassaman putting in the reserves?
I think that's what we're seeing right now when you take a look at some of the courtesy runners and what have you.
There you go, 0-2. Ran a good count there.
In there for a called strike. Yeah, there certainly is courtesy at the high school level, like right there. The ball gets by the catcher, but you don't have Turner taking off for two at this point.
Right.
Yeah, there certainly is etiquette. There should be, and certainly it's good to see Coach Sassaman employing it here.
Sportsmanship, Darren.
Of course. So two balls will even the count at two. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball to the shortstop. She can't make the play cleanly. By the time she flips it over to second, Turner's already there. So give space. I'll say that one would probably be an E6. Shortstop didn't get that one cleanly.
Yeah, but she didn't throw to first either.
Here's O'Brien. First pitch, a ball. German's pitch. Swing and a miss. Evens the count at one. We're going to have a replacement. Some players moving around. They're sending somebody out to right field. The left fielder going in. Right fielder moving to left.
And new player in right. For Daniel Boone.
So the count 1-1 to Mackenzie O'Brien. Here's the pitch. This one gets by the catcher. And the sportsmanship that we talked about, the runners do not advance. 2-1 the count to O'Brien. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the left side. It'll go out of play. Evens the count at two.
Here you go.
Young lady scampering down the hill to retrieve the ball. Had I done that, I'd be on my keister. So nicely done.
Darren, two really good words. There's your second one, keister.
Here's a foul down the third base line. Count will stay at two.
We have keister and scamper today.
Those would probably be, because of the area, I would venture to say Pennsylvania Dutch terms. Maybe not directly, but I'd have to think derivatives. Who knows?
We'll allow it.
Here's the pitch. It's another foul. Punched off to the left side. O'Brien trying to punch it into left field. Two fouls off to the left side.
Had it been fair, she'd have scampered down to first.
Indeed. Here's the pitch. Down low. It's ball. It'll take the count full.
3-2, one out.
Toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four.
Wow.
She'll draw a walk. And the bases will be loaded. Turner on third, Spies on second. O'Brien on the walk goes to one. And we go back to the top of the order, Taylor Hill. Taylor 2-for-2 with a walk, 3 runs scored, and a stolen base. A little bit of everything, just like an Alex Kelsey type. First pitch, a ball.
Nice swing.
A swinging strike.
Nice swing.
Evens the count at one. Here's the pitch. She lines it to right center. It drops in for a hit. Exeter advances one base for each player. So Taylor Hill with her third hit of the day. Give her the RBI. Turner scores. Everyone else advancing a base. It'll bring up the shortstop, Danini. Here's a ground ball. It'll get by the third baseman. So Spies will come in. They'll give her a single on that one. It was a hot shot. So Danini will get the RBI.
And that is apparently the game.
And that's what they're going to call. So 15-0.
Wow.
There's a three-inning 15-run rule,
okay,
which is why the game was stopped here in the fourth.
Yeah.
So 15-0 your final. Exeter over Daniel Boone. We'll be back with some post-game comments after these messages. You're listening to the Exeter Sports Network on Jerry Gelliff Media.
I was so lonely until I met you. Told myself I'd get by without love. Drowning my sorrows, I fought into Mars. Kind of felt that I just had enough. You lied on my face with your jokes and your smiles. And the way that you came every night. I'm
The New Birdies Inn is your spot for entertainment with something new every night of the week. Monday will be dancing on the deck at 5. Tuesday is music with John Valerio and Birdie's Bike Night starting at 6 p.m. Wednesday is trivia at 7. Thursday is karaoke night starting at 6:30. Friday is music by Soundwave at 7. Saturday, Johnny Gallagher's birthday gig at 7 o'clock. And Sunday is music with Riley McCracken at 5 p.m. Check the entertainment schedule and make reservations at the New Birdies Inn website at birdiesinexeter.com.
Spring is the time to spruce your house up, and Lancaster Full Service Painting has you covered, interior or exterior. John and his crew will have your home looking like new, freeing you up to do the gardening or just sit and relax in the nice weather. No more painting, no more scraping. Just call John at 717-419-8492. Again, that's 717-419-8492 for Lancaster Full Service Painting.
This is the Exeter Sports Network.
We are back here at Rife in a 15-0 four-inning victory for Exeter. We're joined by senior center fielder Taylor Hill, the star, if you will, of today's game. She goes 3-for-3, a walk, 3 runs scored, a stolen base. Taylor, you're at the top of the lineup. It's what's, I don't want to say expected of you, your coach standing right next to you. But how do you view your role there in that leadoff spot?
I just try to get on base because I know my team has my back and will hit me around the bases.
What an answer.
There you go.
My team has my back. We enjoyed watching so much, and we really enjoyed also seeing the great sportsmanship that you guys displayed today. I mean, it's easy to get on top of somebody and just pummel them, and you guys didn't do that, so credit to you. And I think, not that you didn't always display this, but I'm going to say that Coach Sassaman is responsible for this kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. She does a really good job with making sure we're ready to go and we're being positive. She always says it and keeps us up.
So, Taylor, obviously you've been playing ball for a few years now. You're the senior. Everyone looks to you for veteran leadership. What have you taken from the program now that you've been playing for a few years and now you're a senior showing the younger kids what it's going to be like as far as carrying this Exeter team forward?
Yeah, I had a lot of good people that helped me when I was a senior that really took me under their wing and, like, showed me how everything works at Exeter and how we make good softball players, and I just really try to be an example for the underclassmen because I know I was nervous when I was their age, and I try to show them that you can have fun and be successful.
Excellent. Taylor, we watched you last year. We're watching you now this year. This is the first game. We apologize to you for it taking this long to get here, but rainouts have happened, okay? You've been such a spark plug to watch, stealing bases, getting hits, making plays in the field, doing everything. Like, how long have you been playing? Give us a little more background on you.
So I've been playing softball ever since T-ball, and I've always really enjoyed it. I love base running. I really have fun with that.
We can see that.
And, yeah, 4 years with Exeter has been good. I definitely developed a lot in the 4 years that I've been playing high school level.
So Exeter sitting atop Berks 1. Let's talk, some real stuff here. Sitting atop, how do you feel moving forward? The team looks good, solid defense, which, of course, is going to help any team. So as you look forward, you had the game against Conrad Weiser. That game actually was played. I actually was looking for some – was there a Conrad Weiser? Governor Mifflin.
Yeah.
And what was the outcome of that? Do you think I could find information on that with the turnaround in a day?
Right.
12-2. 12-2, the outcome?
Victory.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. So Exeter wins. So at that point, you're 4-0 now, sitting atop Exeter, or as far as Berks 1 is concerned. Tell me, how do you not get overconfident and say, hey, we're 4-0 now, this is a breeze, and you just remind everybody you take it one game at a time?
Yeah, we're really excited, but we also know that there are good teams that are going to be competitive with us, especially with games that are close. We know that they're going to have the same energy when we play them again. A lot of those teams we play a second time. So we have to take each game.
Indeed you do. All right. Well, we're going to let her take care of whatever she needs to get out of here. Taylor, we appreciate your time. Congratulations. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All righty. We will head over to Coach. Thank you. So, Coach Mallory Sassaman, good to finally meet you in person.
Nice
of course,
you.
We had the talk with the preview leading in. So, Coach, obviously a challenging type of game today. You know, as far as Daniel Boone, the challenges that they face coming into this game. What's your approach? Obviously, you want to approach this as any other game. But what's the approach to the kids as far as, hey, don't get complacent? This could be one of those games where, you lower your guard. We'll take care of it. And then all of a sudden things are biting you. The first couple innings were fairly close. Not to say it wasn't going to ultimately turn around. But what's your approach to a game like this?
Yeah, well, I think, we've had some games like this more recently this week with teams with maybe a little bit weaker pitching that we know that we're definitely hittable. So today, actually, we went a little further than I would have liked with the low score. But kind of like what Taylor said, like, we always talk one game at a time. Like, how are we preparing for this game? We knew what their pitching might be like, so we've been trying to prepare for that. Even in warm-ups, we do things a little differently to prepare. Today we had everyone warm up because there's no JV, so we were hopeful to try to get some of the younger players in as well as the score goes up, just to give other girls a chance and an opportunity to play some varsity ball.
Coach, your first year as a high school head coach, correct? As I remember from the preview. How you enjoying it?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it was really crazy, and there's a lot of stuff that you don't know logistically on the back end, but the softball part is awesome. And it's really cool and special to be working at the school and getting to see the girls on that side of things too, and just getting to know students on a different level. So it's been pretty great.
Okay, a follow-up to that. What's been the challenge?
Really like logistics. So obviously, weather is a huge barrier for spring sports in the Northeast, especially baseball and softball, because our field is so weather dependent. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's weeks we don't get outside at all, and then you're stuck in the gym, and there's only so much you can do indoors. So, I think that's been a challenge, and just I haven't coached against a lot of these teams before, so relying on other people to do some scouting or contacting some coaches you may know that have played them, trying to get some reports. So hopefully this will be the first year hiccup from that side. And yeah, the weather thing is definitely the worst though.
Coach, let's talk about your players. Of course, Cheyenne with the victory today, Mackenzie O'Brien, I know, with the win a couple
yesterday.
Days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And at that point, I mean, obviously what we've seen in covering softball for a few years here, always a good turnover of, you've got your Taylor Hills and you've got your seniors, but then right behind them, there's another strong group of juniors, maybe even a sophomore coming through. Tell us about your players, how they gel. And again, as far as, Taylor, you've got Alina Danini there at short, just solid defense.
Right.
But talk about your players a little bit as far as how they've developed so far this year.
Sure. So I think it was a little rocky in the beginning, as you would expect, especially like with a new coach, but also we had major injury losing Haley Schwenk, so that really shook up our defense. So I think at first, you know, everyone was like, oh gosh, we were throwing everyone, like, there's five girls trying shortstop, five girls trying third, five girls trying second, and everyone like really had a pretty good attitude about it. But yeah, I think Alina especially has really settled in there and gained some like really good confidence. We work a lot on infield stuff. I mean, even just like her backhands come around, like she's really stepped up at shortstop for sure. And yeah, she's in 10th grade, so that's pretty awesome. But I think a lot of the girls rely on each other too, like depending on their experience level, like looking to others, and you know, if they have the jitters or they're nervous, and everyone else, like, you know, Taylor, Sasha, the other seniors are like, hey, you got it. Like, we all have confidence in you. You know, I'm never going to yell at them for a physical error. It's really the mental ones that we're really going to talk about. So I just want them to try their best.
Coach, rough week this week. You got four games.
Right.
Three behind you, correct?
Correct.
Tomorrow you get a day off. Mm-hmm. Then you're playing Friday.
Yeah.
What is tomorrow? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Sure. So we have three tougher games coming up with Twin Valley, Fleetwood, and then Wilson again. So we're gearing back up for sure, looking at more like doing our basic defensive stuff and offensive stuff, but trying to tailor it specifically to like their pitchers, what we're expecting to gear up for those more competitive pitchers.
Right.
So your first year, has anything surprised you to this point? Anything that's kind of been, you know what, that's I'll say a positive surprise as far as where you are right now in the season?
I think I was a little nervous when we didn't, like, we have two losses to Boyertown and Springford, both great programs, and neither of those games we played our best for sure, but they are early in the season, so I was a little like, oh man, like, I don't know, I wasn't so sure what was going to happen after those games. So it's been pretty like an awesome, pleasant surprise that like I really feel like we're being pretty dominant in the Berks League, so that's been awesome. Really proud of them.
Anything else, Jerry?
That's
I like Jerry just kind of, you know, he whisks me away. This is the typical, you know, response.
She's really not seeing what I actually do. It's usually a shot.
Yeah, usually. I usually have a red mark somewhere on my head. All right. Well, Coach, we will let you go. Thanks so much for spending some time. Again, congratulations not only for today, but where you've brought the team to this point in the season, and best wishes. And, of course, we're going to cover a few of these the rest of the way, and we're excited about it, too, to see where it ends up.
Right,
so,
great.
Again, thank you, and have
thanks,
a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
We'll see you next week at some point.
Yep.
All right, Coach Mallory Sassaman joining us, as did Taylor Hill. I think what she said, and taking a look at the schedule for Exeter thus far, seeing, as she mentioned, those two early losses, one to Boyertown, the other
Springford.
And at that point, you're right. Sometimes you schedule those early. You know they're going to be tough games. And what you do there is those games are scheduled so you can see what kind of mettle your team has.
Right.
And at that point, as she mentioned, the outcomes weren't exactly what she was hoping for. But I think coming out of those games, it taught the girls a little something about, okay, we need to amp up our game. And, of course, so far they've done it. A 12-2 victory over Governor Mifflin yesterday.
Yep.
And, of course, they come back with the 15-0 win today. So they are sending a message to other Berks 1 teams that Exeter is to be reckoned with.
They most assuredly are. And, you know, you could well imagine that somebody here in Berks would say, oh, well, change over in coaches, though they have, you know, a good number of players coming back. We might sneak by them. Nobody's sneaking by this team, Darren.
No, not at all. When you beat the lights of Governor Mifflin, at that point, one of the perennial, I don't want to say favorites, but at the top of Berks 1, 12-2, you're putting a statement out there that, come on, give us a try. And
yep.
At that point, you better bring your best, because not only is Exeter coming with the pitching, Cheyenne Boyles, Mackenzie O'Brien, having a nice 1-2 there, but they're playing solid defense too. And when you combine those two things and good hitting, I mean, as far as they're scoring runs too, it's a trifecta. It's tough to overcome.
Good hitting, solid base running, defense. The other thing I mentioned during the game, there's no wasted motion in this team. They're just effective. They make the play. That's the end of it. Let's go for the next one. I won't to use the word mechanical, but precision. How's that?
That sounds fine. Let's talk about the stat line today. We mentioned Elena Danini. Of course, we talked to Taylor Hill. We mentioned her exploits. As my page blows all over the place
here. Darn this wind.
The wind picking up yet again.
Can't we build a dome over this?
Why not? Elena Danini comes in. She goes 3-for-4. She's got 4 RBIs. She scores, 5 RBIs. She scores 2 runs. So having the number 2 hitter, that can come in. And as Coach mentioned, Haley Schwenk, the sophomore that they don't have, they had to find somebody for shortstop. Elena comes in, gives you that kind of offense. I think they've done a pretty good job finding that replacement.
Darren, of course, you don't want to see any kind of an injury, but when you can have somebody step in like that, and I don't want to say not miss a beat, but what I do want to say is credit to this team for not falling apart. One of your cogs goes down, real easy to fall apart. And I think that what we need to do is look at the coach, and I believe she is a steadying influence on these girls. And it's going to be an exciting rest of the season.
I'll tell you what, even talking to Coach, you can see where, of course, her background that she brings. And yep. And I like what she said there. Sometimes not necessarily the physical errors, but the mental errors. Because once you take care of the mental errors, the physical errors will address themselves. So I really like that mentality where in situations, whatever the case may be, your head is in the game first. And I think that's a fantastic way to approach.
Yeah, agreed. And I was taken by that as well, because the physical error can be any one of a number of things, including just a trip. And what are you going to do about that? You're going to correct the trip? No. So, yeah, the key is, as you said, focusing on the mental errors. Cut down on them. Remove them. Everything else falls into place.
So Exeter takes care of business today as expected, 15-0 in 4 innings. I think that wraps up today's game. Let's talk about our next broadcast. It's going to be Friday. The Exeter boys will take on an upstart Twin Valley baseball team. So we are back on the air around 4 o'clock. Expect that one to be a good one.
I think I love the term upstart Twin Valley team because, from what I've seen, what little I've been able to grab, Twin Valley not looking so bad, and I think it's going to be a real challenge for those boys.
Yeah, and with Exeter, of course, Gavin Miller, I don't know the pitching rotation as to who ultimately will be available for that game. Mm-hmm. If Gavin is, as we found out, Gavin can be very overpowering. After Gavin, it gets to be a little challenging. So we will see as far as who's available for that game.
Right.
And we'll, again, Twin Valley will be they'll bring their A game. Anybody, it's kind of like when you're constantly playing somebody at the top, you want to bring your A game and knock them off, and you know Twin Valley is going to try and do that.
Twin Valley is a great sports program. You know, their football team has gotten some real success the last couple of years with Coach Brett Myers, and their basketball team is always solid, boys and girls. And hey, their baseball team is always right in it. Did we cover one of the games last year there? And they beat the snot out of them.
Yeah, I believe we did, now that you say it.
It might have been like a 10-5 game.
I had to find the field over there.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
when we were there behind the school up front, if you will. So needless to say, we will be on the air Friday around 4 o'clock for Twin Valley. That will be a home game here in Riften. And we thank Tom Legath, the friendly folks here at Exeter, for allowing us to set up and do what we do.
Indeed,
hopefully
we do.
You were able to choke your way as we were through those first few innings to enjoy some Lady Eagles softball. One of those, the challenge becomes, and of course now I'm trying to provide some excuses here. But I will say something as far as it is sad to see that Berks County doesn't have the coverage of softball as we would think that they should, because a lot of times what happens, and it's not just this game, and same thing happens with our counterparts at the Mule Sports Network, you get lineups and you get all that information literally as you're sitting down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to say call the game, but in a short period of time before. And depending on when you get that, yeah, you're scrambling to get your book together. You're scrambling to see numbers and names and all this kind of stuff, especially when it's the first time you're seeing it. So pardon the first few innings today. We promise the next broadcast for the Lady Eagles will go a little smoother, at least on the Lady Eagle side, now that we've gotten a little familiar with it. So needless to say, thank you for everybody at Exeter. Thank you to the sponsors. Jerry Geliff, always a pleasure calling games with you.
Indeed it is, Darren.
All right, so today's final, the Lady Eagles 15, the Lady Blazers of Daniel Boone nothing. For producer and my partner, Jerry Geliff, I'm Darren Zeiner. Thank you for joining us on the Exeter Sports Network. Have a great evening. God bless.
Thank you for joining us on the Exeter Sports Network for Exeter Lady Eagles softball. Brought to you by the new Birdies Inn, MikeDragoSports.com, and Lancaster Full Service Painting. This has been a presentation of Jerry Geliff Media. Good night.